Burlington revved up this week, as drivers made their way to Hagerty Garage and Social to help kick off the 2024 Honda Indy Toronto weekend. Mac Clark, a junior driver in USF 2000 who grew up in Halton, one of the feeder leagues into Indy, is competing in Toronto this weekend. The 20-year-old was joined by sponsors, family, and former IndyCar driver and Oakville native James Hinchcliffe. Among the sponsors is Road to Racing, the first nonprofit organization in Canada dedicated specifically to helping potential race car drivers get behind the wheel. There was a mutual coming together with Neil about a year and a half ago. He had this idea for donations to drivers as athletes, Clark said. It's only become possible in the last little while with new regulations from the CRA. There are more than 15 drivers in the program, and I'm at the top level of that. Clark got his start racing in go-karts, similar to his father Stuart. Together, the father and son, as well as a team of race engineers and trainers, plus the rest of the Clark clan, are hopeful to see Mac in the cockpit of an Indy car soon. Clark is receiving coaching and mentorship from James Hinchcliffe, who quoted Sir Jackie Stewart as saying a driver has to be 80% businessman and 20% driver. What was so impressive about Mac when I first met him was how developed he was for his age, Hinchcliffe said. He's incredibly mature both in and out of the car. Over the last few years of watching him drive, it's been impressive. His CV speaks for itself. But what really sets him apart is who he is outside of the race car. Hinchcliffe, a six-time race winner, added that the amount of support in Halton, and from Road to Racing, is unique. I've told him he has no idea how lucky he is, Hinchcliffe said. This sort of thing didn't exist when I was around. The core group of supporters he has around him is phenomenal. It's great to see people supporting young Canadian talent in this business, because it's a tough one. On Friday afternoon, Clark qualified seventh for the race on Saturday. Clark's car can reach speeds of 240 km/h. Chris Arnold, Burlington Today. Neil Braun, founder of Road to Racing, has watched Clark grow as a driver from before he was even allowed to have a license. I've known him since he was 15 years old, Braun said. He was exceptional in F1600 and F4 and Junior USF in his first year in that series. He's always been a top talent. He continues to be the cream of the crop. He's definitely the top open-wheel talent in Canada right now. Clark will take to the track this weekend as part of DeForce Racing around the 2.87 km street circuit in Toronto.